Hello, everyone. My name's Charlotte Rutter, and I am the Head of Comms at Roma Finance. I'd like to welcome you to the revival of our podcast, Roma Pod, which we brought out during the pandemic. The original series of Roma Pod, we talked to industry leaders from solicitors and valuers. We talked to developers, we talked to intermediaries about how they felt the market was going. And we have decided to revive Roma Pod with a bit of a spin-off series called Roma Pod Explains. Roma is very immersed in delivering knowledge, and we wholeheartedly believe in the education of the industry. So this new series of Roma Pod Explains does exactly what it says on the tin. It explains important aspects of lending. We will be looking at all aspects of the lending world, from customer services to facility letters to speed to drawdowns to all the different ways that Roma can potentially help you. So I would like to welcome you to the first episode of Roma Pod Explains in 2023. So I'd like to welcome our operations director, Michael Allison, to the podcast today. So we're here to talk about Roma Flow, what, how, and why. So, welcome, Michael. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. Hello. Thanks very much for the opportunity to talk about something that I love, which is Roma Flow.
Well, you were the brains behind Roma Flow, which we launched at the NACFB in 2021.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
It was the day, as I quote, people said we threw up all over LinkedIn.
I suppose, yeah. I suppose I think, yeah, it was the first major change that was involved in at the moment. I've been here for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 18 months ago, when we launched Roma Flow.
It was a big day for us because it was also the first sort of visual event where we could launch the rebrand. So it was a huge day. But it's 18 months old now. So can you just explain for those who don't know, what is it?
Oh, yeah. It's a way that we process business. That's the easiest way to explain it. The whole point of Roma Flow is to remove friction from the process for borrowers on straightforward applications.
Yeah.
And it's to make sure that we have a process that's in place where we leverage technology to be able to have intelligent touch underwriting.
Okay, so can you describe a bit more about what this technology does,
Yeah,
what it
definitely.
is?
Traditionally, much like many other lenders, we, regardless of the application type, we would always request 3 months bank statements, 3 months business bank statements, and photographic ID, or copies of photographic ID that came through. We realized that was putting friction in the journey. Actually, we have the ability now that we do electronic ID, so we're able to send a link out to borrowers. It does the ID verification for them. So we do that as part of our onboarding program. And we also took a step back to say, what are the bank statements actually there to tell us? So we've moved to, on a Roma Flow application, it's the borrower's credit behavior that determines if we need bank statements or not. And then it removes that necessary step. If we do need bank statements, we move away from that and we utilize open banking, of which Roma was a pioneer of using open banking within the specialist lending space.
Okay, so that does sound like it's reduced the hassle for our partners and our borrowers. So what do they need to provide now, in a nutshell?
Yeah, it's the signed AIP, the valuation fee, and the application form. And then what we will do is, you've got to remember at Roma, we're proud of our underwriting process, which is all borrower first, then the story, then the asset, then the exit. So understanding our borrower by utilizing our own internal tools to get an understanding of the borrower's creditworthiness, the residential status, the information that they give us, does it start to make sense of the story of the application they're looking for? That then determines what level of information we'll need to be able to do our underwriting. We also removed, traditionally we used to do borrower visits for every borrower. And as we continue to scale and we've been successful as a business, we realized that perhaps this was, again, was another friction point where the borrowers have to take time out of the day to meet a visit agent on site to understand a bit more from them. So we've got some really, really good underwriters here. So having the underwriter have a conversation with the borrower to match the story to the borrower to then determine, do we need any more information? We felt, again, we moved that little bit more friction. So it is all about every borrower who comes to us on the Roma flow. We start with a small piece of information. If we need more, we'll ask for more.
Yeah.
But invariably, if the broker or the BDM truly understand that the borrower that's coming to Roma and the borrower persona, that should mean that we have a frictionless process.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a dedicated underwriting team for Roma Flow now, which is brilliant. But we have such a wide variety of products here. We have the bridging, we have the development, we have the buy-to-let side. So I'm assuming Roma Flow couldn't possibly apply to everything. So it's mainly the bridging side, isn't it?
You're right. The idea of utilising the technology for the diligence of borrowers is something we'll continue to evolve on. But the concept of Roma Flow is traditionally around that single bullet loan bridge. We have extended out to our standard bridge as well. So our standard bridge product does have that, and we can utilise it for our buy-to-let. So we're looking more for where there's less impetus on the property being materially changed during that point of during the point of our loan. So maybe we are looking at more of a light refurbishment as opposed to any kind of development. But yeah, it is on the more on the single bridging piece.
Yeah. So the refurbishments and is newer developments. We initially started with the sort of standard residential bridging, the auction purchase side of things,
yeah,
which works really well because obviously auctions have to complete in 28 days.
Yeah.
And 80% of our bridging does complete in 28 days, so it follows the same process. So the refurbishment is where the borrower is spending up to 20% of the market value on the works itself. That's what can go through Roma Flow, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on those submissions, we would ask for that because the works have been that additional or schedule the works coming through.
Yes.
Just to give us that comfort piece. With regards to the learnings that we get from Flow is that, so actually now we don't need ID from any borrower because Roma Flow is so successful at removing friction, all borrowers now benefit from our enhanced ID, electronic ID verification. So we send a link to all our borrowers now. So we've removed one step. And I don't know about you, Charlotte, if somebody asked me to print off a copy of my passport or whatever, I won't be able to do that at home. So all of a sudden, I'm having to take time out to go to either a library or a post office or work or office. So there's a friction step in something that should be quicker piece. Also, as well, we're promoting, we're seeing a really, really strong take up of all borrowers using open banking as opposed to sending in bank statements. So we've took some of the methodology of Flow and imparted it across our journey.
And that's making the structured side of things, the structured cases a bit more.
Yeah. Flow as a concept, we'll continue to review Flow and what technology is out there. We're investing heavily in our technology, as we have done over the last 18 months, and we'll continue to do so. And the whole opportunity for us is the human touch in the process should be the intelligent touch.
Yes.
And we actually want the borrower, their touch in the process should be adding value as opposed to taking value away from them.
Sounds like it's all worked out. Are there any further enhancements going to be taking place over time? So we've obviously, made the addition of the refurbishment side. We've carried across some of the processes in Roma Flow to the more heavy development cases as well. What's next for Roma Flow?
I think we're continually looking at the opportunities, either in an internal process change or removing some steps out of our own journey, all the way up to embracing technology. I think matching Roma Flow to the customer contact journey is going to be one of our real big pushes over the course of the next 6 to 12 months. But the big thing I wanted to get across 18 months ago is Roma Flow was just the start of something. And it was to prove that we can have different processes for different borrowers using different products. And at that point, then we can then start to leverage what works well there across our whole customer journey. But also, what else is it? The customer needs is always going to evolve. The customer demands of us as a lender is always going to evolve. And we've got to continue to stay innovative with regards to that and work with the borrower. So there will be changes to Roma Flow. what they are at the moment. You know, we've got some in the pipeline that I'd love to be able to share with you what plans are going to. Because I'll get in the way of a good marketing story if I do that.
I know, save those for me, please.
But there will be things that RomaFlow will evolve to that we don't even know what that is yet. We've got to, as a lender, continue to evolve this proposition. RomaFlow is the way that we work with our non-developmental cases.
I think there's been an element of confidence as well within the business about this, because our biggest ever case that we funded at the end of last year was 3.7 million. And that went through RomaFlow and it was completed in 19 days.
Exactly. It all goes to, if we'd have backtracked 24 months ago, would we have been able to articulate to the borrower at the beginning how we'll be able to assist them to get that done in 17 days? We've always relied on our expertise. You know as well as I do, Roma has seen exceptional growth with regards to our borrower base, the applications we receive, the funds we're doing on a monthly basis. We have always wanted to remain authentic to who we are and provide that best-in-class service, or what we feel is a best-in-class service. RomaFlow enabled us to do that specifically for that borrower. We was able to set out from day one, this is what will be different using us.
Yeah.
That allowed them to move with confidence. And like you said, we completed that loan on time, delivered it within the borrower's expectations, because we were very clear up front what we required. Sorry, my phone just pinged there. Maybe that was a
sound effects. Sound effects, you know. Okay, well, thank you very much, Michael, for coming on today.
Yeah.
And for launching RomaPod Explains with us.
No, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to listening to, well, me and my mum will listen to this one. So hello, mum and dad. Thanks for listening. And then I'm looking forward to listening to all my colleagues, because I think it's great that we're using this as another way to communicate with our borrowers and partners.
It's a great knowledge platform. Make sure, I cannot tell you how important I think imparting knowledge into the industry, into the property industry, into the finance industry. It's bridging is still very much an area where people are learning and adapting from what the industry has evolved into over the last 20, 30 years. Mm. So I think the more information we can give out, the better. And this is definitely an important subject for now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And one of the proudest bits, Michelle, is that we're talking about RomaFlow 18 months on.
Yeah.
We're talking about how it's evolved. And that, for me, is about putting the right change into the industry, into the business at the right time. Just continuing to work at that. I'm not thinking by just launching something as a gimmick, it's going to just attract business. It has to be authentic to how we want to treat our borrower base, treat our, you know, be transparent with our partners, and ultimately, to deliver that best-in-class service.
Absolutely. I completely 100% agree. And I think we'll leave it there today.
Thank you. Thanks very much for your time, everyone.
Thank you very much, everyone. Join us next time.